Welcome to Diary of a Sheep Dairy Farmer, where we talk all things dairy sheep, from breeding to lambing to milking and everything in between and outside. I'm your host, Becca, owner, operator, and glorified farmhand of Hidden Hollow Sheep Dairy. Welcome back to another day of dairy sheep. The wind has been howling for us for the last couple days here in Idaho. It's getting to the point now where we are counting the days we don't have windstorms and hoping for no microbursts, which are basically baby tornadoes. Springtime in Idaho is upon us, which means getting the lambs out to pasture with their moms since we are a little ways from weaning. I think I have said before, either here or YouTube or Facebook or somewhere across one of the platforms, that I am not milking this group of ewes that lambed in February and March for the single reason that they are almost all first-time moms, and I want them to be good moms. So rather than stress them by separating them from their lambs and milking them, I'm just going to let them be moms this go-round. Next year, I will select my best from this group and milk them. They will be a little better acclimated to how this whole lambing process works, and hopefully, fingers crossed, they won't be near as skittish as they are today with lambs on their sides for the first time. So that being said, let's talk a little about what to do with lambs when you want to milk the ewes. There are a couple of options for you. First off, you need to decide when you are milking, and this will depend on when you vaccinated your ewes, if you do so. I know lately there has been a lot of chatter around vaccinating or not vaccinating ewes, and there seems to be a lot more people that are not for vaccinations. And that is not a topic for today. Maybe we will get into it in the future. For I myself, I do vaccinate, because I have had to deal with tetanus before, and it is terrible and horrible, and I will never let another sheep go through that now that I know better. So vaccinating is 100% for me. So for argument's sake, we'll go with vaccinating your ewes 30 days before lambing with CDT or the vaccine of your choice, such as an 8-way. The trouble with sheep is that most vaccines that we use do not have a withdrawal time for dairy sheep. There's sometimes you can find a withdrawal for meat sheep, but they just don't seem to have anything for as to when it would be out of the milk. So it's always good to double check with a vet as to what the withdrawal times are, because you do not want that medicine in your milk. If your vet does not know and can't or won't find out, which is my issue, it is standard to use a 30-day withdrawal just to play it safe. So you vaccinate 30 days pre-lambing. Lambs finally hit the ground. You wait the 3-ish days for lambs to get all the colostrum from mom. Now it's time to decide when you want to milk. Do you want to start right away? Do you want to wait for the lambs to get a week or two old? Do you want to wait until they are 30 days so you know they are eating just fine on their own and you don't have to supplement them during the night? When you choose to start milking is totally up to you. It is a personal preference. There is no right nor wrong answer. Now that you've decided when to milk, how are you going to milk? Are you milking twice a day? Are you milking once a day? Are you going to pull those lambs and bottle raise them or milk share? Let's break it down. So let's say you decide you only have time to milk once a day and you'd rather let mom raise the baby than you. Totally get it. I am all about moms raising their lambs. So you decide to milk share. This is where you and baby have to share mom's milk. The most common way to do this is the 12-hour system. The 12-hour system is exactly what it sounds like. Lambs are with the ewe for 12 hours, then separated from the ewe for 12 hours. At the end of the separation, you milk the ewe. So let's run the scenario. Let's say Dolly is due May 1st. She is vaccinated April 1st, and she lambs May 6th with twins. On May 9th, you notice the lambs have all the colostrum out of her, and she has beautiful milk coming in. That night at 8 p.m., you separate the twins from Dolly. making sure they are in a secure area and unable to get back to mom. Sheep are Houdinis, lambs especially. They seem to know exactly how to get out of a pen to get back to mom, and you may never figure out how they do it. So maybe you're going to hand milk mom, give her a bottle to hold the lambs over for the night. The next morning at 7-ish o'clock, you get Dolly and you milk her, hopefully to get at least a half a gallon from her. She does have twins after all, so she should be pretty full. Once you finish milking her, you let the twins out and reunite them with mom for the day. Then repeat until you decide the lambs are ready to wean. Then you can either go to twice a day milking or stick with once a day, understanding that milk production will start to drop quickly now that she doesn't have lambs on her or is being milked out twice a day. Or you could decide that once the lambs are weaned, then it's time to stop worrying about milking mom and you can go ahead and dry her off. Now, let's say you don't want to separate lambs from mom at all and are happy with any milk you get from her. For this scenario, you pick a time that works for you, but be consistent. And you will milk Dolly either once or twice a day, and what you get is what you get. Then you can decide once it's time to wean the lambs if you want to keep milking her or if you're done. And again, if you're done, then you need to dry off your ewe. I will hopefully do another podcast on drying off. I'm hoping I can get someone with lots of experience because honestly, I'm not always the best at drying off my ewes. So for me personally, milking once a day and milk sharing with the lambs is easiest for me. Where it is only me, I can only do so much. And trying to fit milking in twice a day does not always happen. But let's say you are better organized and time managed better than I do and can milk twice a day. Here, your options are a little limited. To milk twice a day and get as much milk as possible, you really need to pull the lambs, which means raising them on bottles or a milk machine or selling them to someone else who will raise them. Can you milk twice a day and still leave the lambs with mom? Yeah, of course. But you have to be aware you will not get as much milk. The lambs are going to take the majority of it. So most commercial dairies will pull lambs and milk mom twice a day while raising the lambs on powdered formula. I find most smaller dairies and homesteaders prefer the 12-hour system. It really is all about personal preference, how much milk you are wanting to get from your ewes, and what you plan on doing with that milk. Milking just for your family, you probably don't need 5 gallons of milk per day. Or if you make cheese, yogurt, and drink the milk, maybe you do. On our farm, we do things a little different. I do not milk my ewes until the lambs are 30 days old. This is for two reasons. One, I can't lamb out my sheep and try to milk at the same time. I do not have that much energy in me. There is just not enough of me to go around. Maybe if I downsized to less sheep I could, but would I be happier? Probably not. I could probably get more done though. Second reason, I want those lambs to get the best start they possibly can. And if that means waiting until 30 days so they get the most of mom's milk and its nutrients, that is a sacrifice I'm willing to make. Then I lamb share using the 12-hour system. My ewes tend to stay in milk for about 6 months, which is plenty of time for me to get all I need for cheese and yogurt, as well as freeze some for future use, either by me or for the lambs. All right, now that we know when we're milking, how we are milking, and how often we are milking, let's talk real quick about feeding those lambs during a milk share. Regardless of what age the lambs are, always offer free choice feed, even if it's just hay and water. Lambs less than a week old will still pick at the hay and water even though they are getting their nutrients through mom. A lamb bar works nice for lambs you still want to give milk to when separated from mom, and these can be as simple as a bucket with nipples that hang on a wall or as elaborate as a milk machine that they can use all night as needed. Creep feed is a go-to for our older lambs at 30 days. You can buy a high-protein feed at your local farm store, or if you have a mill available, that have them make you a custom mix. The lambs will get that along with their hay. Okay, guys, I know this is short, but we are in the middle of barn cleanout for the next round of lambing that will potentially start this coming Sunday. Hopefully nothing sooner, because, as always, I am late getting everything in order. This time, it's due to getting the previous lambing group out on pasture so I can have the barn. The issue with having the bald eagles is I can no longer let my ewes and lambs out on the back 40 acres of our property, so I have to find other places for them to be around the barnyard, and there just isn't enough pasture some years. But I think we've got it figured out, thanks to some friends that let us rent their pasture. So I hope you guys will join me next week as lambing starts and the chaos it brings. As always, I appreciate you all being here and thank you for your support. I would be ever so grateful if you would leave a review or share this podcast with your dairy sheep loving friends. Anything to get the word out. As always, you can find me on Instagram at Diary of a Sheep Dairy Farmer. And if you want to follow the chaos around the farm, you can find me on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok at Hidden Hollow Sheep Dairy. Thanks for being here, guys. We'll talk to you again next week.